Okay, thank you everybody for coming. Sorry for the little bit of a later start, but took a while to shovel out the car. But a lot of schar to come out on a night like this. So in a little bit different format than the annual, vortlach to say over at the Haggadah. Hi, we just started. There's a source of... So this year is the 25th anniversary of the Yahrzeit of Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal. And there's been a lot of discussion. Yeshiva University has done programs for that as well. And I wanted to share some of the insights of the Rav. I remember once hearing from Rabbi Rakef, the very close Talmud of Soloveitchik, that he divided up the Rav's life, career, teachings into the three B's, he called it. Brisk, Berlin, and Boston. Well, Brisk is... grandson of Reb Chaim, the Brisker Derech, the Rav was a Litvak in the classic sense of the word. That was his formal training. The second was his years in university in the Sorbonne, in Berlin, his intellectual, his doctorate. And then finally, the Rav came to America, the Boston, the third of the bees. So too, this year will be in three parts tonight. With the Rav's insights into different aspects of the Haggadah, there will be some Vortlach to take home, but more or less I wanted to give an overall arch to it. So, by way of a disclaimer, what right do I have to give over Torah from Rav Soloveitchik? I was not a Talmud of the Rav. I'm a Talmud of the Rav's Talmidim, so I'm a klisheni. The problem is a klisheni ain't mevashel. The klisheni doesn't cook. So I'll try my best to give over the Rav's Torah. But this is what I've heard from my Rebbeim. And we'll start at the very beginning. The Mishnah says in Arbi Pesachim, this is the end. It says, "Lefi daito shel ben aviv malamdo." So, talking about the mitzvah derais of sipur yetzias mitzrayim, that according to the intellectual capabilities of a child, the father instructs them. And Rabbi Rakefit pointed out from the Rav that his insights of the Haggadah, we have four sons, which means that there's an approach to everyone. That it's not with the intellectual elite that only one out of the four gets treatment. Everybody has an intellectual level, and everyone has a chelik in Torah. Some people more the classic, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, Rabbi Givager, Shagas Aryeh. Others are in Tanakh. Others connect to Torah through the realm of Hashkafa. Others through whatever it is, Halacha, Midrashim, Chassidus, Musar, whatever it is. But there's an intellectual approach to everybody. Oh. Yeah, for the freshmen are here. Okay, thank you. Please feel free to take. It's very Hamish around here. You can know. Wow, he didn't hold back. So we're continuing in the Mishnah. Right, according to the level of intellectual development, the father teaches the son, Maschil b'gnus m'sayim b'shevach. So we begin with a low level, something that's on a little disparaging remarks. We conclude with shevach. Says the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel as to what exactly is the way that we do this. The question is, what's the biggest shtach? The question. Oh yeah, source sheets are up front. The Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is: do we talk about the physical lowliness of our ancestors, or we talk about the spiritual lowliness of this? So one year, the public seder, I made the following comment, and I got a lot of pushback from it. But he's not here, so I'm going to make the same comment again. Questions like this. My wife's laughing, she remembers the comment. If you wanted to really insult somebody, you wanted to really give it to them, so what would be the bigger insult you would say? Your father used to be a janitor, or your father used to be not from? So what would you really want to, what would you give it to him? What would you say? Your father was not from, okay? Who would give the janitor? No one here would ever insult anybody, I understand that. But if you had to, if you're pushed, you'd say, your father's a janitor. He used to clean toilets. Ugh. So that's the machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Avadim hayinu, right? We were a bunch of slaves. We were a bunch of janitors. We had low, menial work that we did. Or, we used to worship idols. We were low spiritually. We do both in the Haggadah. But the idea of it, this kid was very upset. He says, if of all the things you could have talked about, that was what you chose to discuss at the Seder? I don't know, I like the idea. That could have been from Menachem Liebtag. I have to give credit for it. It was his idea. But that's really the vort, is to what do we start with? And then, now here's what we're going to pick up. Vidorish. So we expound, and we have to elucidate Me'arami Ovidavi Ad She'igmores HaParsha Kula. So you have to go through and darshan, you have to explain. You can't just say over the Pesukim. So what are Pesukim? So if you see in the source number 2, I didn't number them. The next source on the page is in Devar, Perek Chavav. This is what one recites when they have Bikurim. Bikurim are the special gifts that we bring as an expression of thank you to Hashem. You know, in life, we have a tendency to take credit ourselves. And the moment where that tendency to take credit for our own acts is always when the first thing happens. First job, first child, first home, first car, first fill in the blank. So comes along the Torah and says, no, by Bikurim, like the word Bechor, the first that you have goes to Hashem. So at that moment where that little Yetzirah wants to creep in and say, it's me, one second, we stop, we say, it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from the Shiva Samidim, we bring Bikurim to say thank you to Hashem for everything He did for us. And not only we bring them, we recite passages. The Psukim say, Vanisa v'amart lefnei Hashem elokecha, Arami oved ovi. My father was a wandering Aramean. We'll discuss different mafarshim as to what that's talking about. Vayered Mitzrayma, we went down to Mitzrayim. Vayogar Sham, b'mesei ma'at, we were small people. Vayisham legoy gadol, otzum barav. We became a great and large, populous, strong nation there. So, fine, these psukim sound familiar from the Haggadah. Ve'anu osanu ha-mitzrim ve'anu, they afflicted us, it was ra to us, they made it bad for us. Ve'yitnu aleinu avodah kashen, they gave us very hard work to do. Ve'nitzak al Hashem, we cried out to Hashem, l'kei avaseinu, ve'yishma Hashem eskaleinu, Hashem heard our cry, our voice, ve'yares anenu, we saw our affliction, ve'es amaleinu, the hard work, ve'es lachatseinu, and our oppression. Ve'yotzi'enu Hashem Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Biyad chazak v'zeronot uv'zroa. I'm sorry, stumbling. Uv'zroa netuya, with a strong hand, outstretched arm. Uv'mor gadol, right from the Shechina. Uv'osos v'mosim, in signs and wonders. So these are the psukim that we quote at the Haggadah. We recite them, but we don't just recite them. No, what do we do when we have these psukim? You know this. We've done this every year. What do we do? What do we do with these psukim? We darshan. We darshan them, right? Because the Mishnah says, "Vidorish mirami ovid ovid." You have to darshan them. So once already you're talking about darshaning psukim, you hear that we've left the world of Torah shebichsav, and we've entered into the world of Torah shebaal peh, the oral Torah. As Huttner points out, that's the special unique covenant that separates the unique relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch versus the Umas Ha'olam. So it's not enough just to recite these psukim; we learn them. We learn them like we learn a Daf Gemara. We take the Pesuk and we don't just quote them, we explain, and we'll see now from the Rambam, the next source, Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Sapir B'Nisim Hanflaos Shanasu Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil HaChemish Osu B'Nisan. We have a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shnemar, the Pasuk says, Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yetzias B'Mitzrayim. Now here the Rambam does something interesting. We have lots of diukim that we can make in the Rambam. We want to know what the Rambam says. We want to know what the Rambam doesn't say. We want to know where he says it. So now the Rambam equates the mitzvah of telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kemosh Ne'emar, just like we find by Shabbos. Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos. So why do I have to tell me that? I wouldn't have known there's a mitzvah by itself of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim if the Rambam didn't link it to Shabbos. How do we go on the 15th? So, the time we had the matzah in the mar in front of us, we're familiar with these from the Haggadah. And even if a person doesn't have a child, or they're alone for the Seder, even great sages, you still have to tell the story. You would have to tell the story to yourself. I think in previous years we pointed out by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, after his Rebbetzin passed away, he used to have the Seder by himself. Lubavitcher Rebbe. Hundreds of thousands of Hasidim. They would have given their right arm. Both right arms. They would have given everything to have a Seder with the Rebbe. By himself. And the halacha is, the Rambam and others say, that you ask the questions out loud. Right? So if we elaborate upon this, we are praiseworthy. So what exactly is this? We know we talk a lot about it, but I want to show with you now the way the Rambam, I'm going to skip a little bit, because we got a little bit late start. I want you to make sure I can cover all of our points. The Rav gave he explains what the connection is was to Shabbos. And the Rav used to give Shi'urim L'Zecher Avimor, is writing of the annual Yortzeit Shir that he used to give. And again, before my time, but for those who are Zoichet to be there to hear Torah from Soloveitchik, 4 hours. 4 hours of one drasha, and the way it was described, it was captivating. People literally sat spellbound. People flew in. It was an event. It was a thing. They would come to hear the Rav Shir, and he would start in the lumdus and the drum. They loved it, and they wrote them up in two volumes. So I want to share with you. If you look where the arrow is on the in the second source, where there's the Aleph. So the Rav here is pointing out, and again, Reb Chaim Brisker and others point this out, there's a difference between the daily mitzvah we have of Zechiras, Yitzias Mitzrayim, to remember that we were taken out, and the mitzvah, the Leil HaSeder of Sipur, of relating the story. There's a halachic differences. Many of it, we'll focus on a few that the Rav brings out right here. Aleph, you see what it is? Zechira kol dehusagi. If the mitzvah is only Zechira, then just to mention is fine. As we're about to do after this, after the Shir, we'll daven Ma'ariv, but we'll say the third paragraph of Shema. And then that third paragraph of Shema, we'll mention Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And by that alone, it's a mitzvah deraisa, I have kavana, and I'm yotzei the mitzvah daily of remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Sipurhu b'prutz, pratios, going into details. You know, imagine the following. Two people buy a house. Not the same one, different houses. And one person says, yeah, I just got a house. Okay, mazel tov. Says, yeah, the guy says, next one says, I just bought a house. Oh, yeah? Oh, it's got three bedrooms, and it's got the bathtub, and this is where the tiles are, and it's got this type of sinks, and this is the type of countertops, and goes into detail and detail and detail, and talking about every single room, what colors are, and the carpets are, and the wooden floors, and the eating kitchen. They can't stop talking about that verstunken house. All they want to talk, tell you about the house, the house, the house. Why? The other person also bought a house, but it doesn't mean so much to them. So, okay, I got a house. The other one really connects to it. When we go through the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and we go through all the Pratim, that's much bigger than that. Zechira is just to talk about it. Mention it's a fact. I bought a house. God took us out of Mitzrayim. I remember that. I'm a tremendous Hakar Satov. But the mitzvah of Sipur is different, says the Rav. The mitzvah of Sipur is to go and to talk and to relive it and to connect to it. And then a person feels connected to something, someone, that makes out much more strong of an impression. So that's one of the differences he highlights. Beis, zechira hi la'atzmo. Zechira is just for yourself. Sipur mitzvaso lechatchila le'acher. So the mitzvah of Sipur is to talk about it, to tell the story to others. This is the night that we give over our Masorah. I brought with me, this is a beautiful Haggadah, an exalted evening. Rabbi Ganak, also a very close Talmud of the Rav for many, many years. He actually does the OU Press. It's publishing the Rav's Torahs. And in his introduction to it, he writes, which I'm going to elaborate more about the idea that the night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we give over the Masorah, where we give over what we receive from our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and that idea of being a continuation, it's also part of the Torah Shebaal Peh that we have. That just like it's given over the Masorah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, Rebbe the Talmud, so to the Masorah, the night of the Leil HaSeder, and the Haggadah, and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Minhagim, and our heritage, this is what the evening's about. As a side point, I didn't know this, I was listening to a shir on YU Torah, and I heard Rabbi Ganak mention, do you know what the name Soloveitchik means in Russian? No? Nightingale, because the Soloveitchik family were Levium. So he said they had a Masorah, that they were some of the Mishorim. They're the ones, the Levium part. Their job was to sing. Not every Levi did, but some of them were singing in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Soloveitchik had a Masorah that was there. They were the Mishorim. So Rabbi Ganak said, he says, I heard the Rav Davin Ila. I don't think he was one of the Mishorim. So that's the thing about Sipur is to give it over to others. Now, Lichatchila, he writes, but if, obviously, like we just said a minute ago, if a person's by themselves on the Leil HaSeder, you still speak it out. Okay? Gimel, Zechira Eina Zekuka L'Halel. Just mentioning something doesn't require me to recite a Halel. Sipur Mechayiv B'Halel V'Hodoh. The mitzvah of Sipur, of telling the story, generates an obligation of Halel and Hodoh, K'mo She'ono Omrim B'Hagadah, right, that we have to do this. The Halel is very different at the Leil HaSeder than there is at a regular Halel. The Rav developed this theme a lot, according to the Ran, I think he's quoting from earlier sources, maybe Rav Amram Gon, believe that there's there a halal of Amira, and there's a halal of Shira, of singing, of Kriya, of calling out. One's more of a spontaneous. If you have to command somebody to say thank you, it's not very meaningful. But when you feel that it emerges from you that you want to do that. Other differences by the halal, you never break in the middle. Pesach Seder, we start half of the Hallel before the Seuda. We have a Shulchan Aruch, and we conclude the second half of Hallel. Could you imagine such a thing? Guy gets up to Davin, Rosh Chodesh gets up, right? Okay, he makes the bracha, he starts a few kapitlach up to Hill, and they're singing. Time out. Chev, we're going to go take a few sandwiches in the back, we'll come back, we'll finish up Hallel afterwards. What are you talking about? Teretz is that it's not really a hefsik, that the Seuda is part of the. You think that's a good idea, right? We'll get Giddies to come cater. We'll have like a little time out. We got the drink, so. Another difference, besides the break in the middle of the halal that splits, is that we recite it while sitting down, right? One of the six mitzvahs that must be done while standing is halal. So you see that from this, that there are many differences. The halal is unique on that, but the halal of the Seder is uniquely functioning from the mitzvah of Sipur, of relating that story. A few other differences that Rav Chaim quotes and others is that it has to be done in question and answer. Has to be done through question and answer. That zechira doesn't is just a statement. That's why we ask the questions, right? And we want to get the kids involved in it. They're not just questions. They're fear kashas. A kasha is a contradiction. A she'ela is an information question. You know, what time is it right now? What day of the week is it? Is the store open? I'm lacking information. I want to learn something, so I ask a she'ela question. A kasha is where you're telling me something, I'm observing something, and it contradicts my previous knowledge. The Gemara uses a kasha, means a contradiction. There's a stira in the Gemara. So we use kashas. We point out the contradictions in the evening in order to get the kids more involved in it. As a pedagogical technique, it's fascinating. A sheila, you ask a question. He likes the question, he'll listen. If he doesn't like the question, he's not going to listen. But a kasha, a good kasha, that gets kids involved. It's very motivating. So that's another difference between them. Perhaps a fifth difference we could add. The mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say, Rav Galman, Kol Shlo Omer Shlosh Dvarim, Lo Yotzi Dei Chavoso. What are they? Pesach Matzmar. Lo Yotzi Dei Chavoso? What chiv am I not Yotze if I don't mention Pesach Matzmar? I'm not Yotze Pesach if I don't talk about it? Matzah if I don't talk about it? Mar if I don't talk about it? That's the machloikas we're showing him. But some learn that. Others learn, no, the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're not Yotzi Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim unless you darshan, explain, and talk about Pesach Matzmar. So many differences between that as well. But now I want to come to the continue the Rav. You look in the bottom source in the page, the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalid. The Rambam talks, Vitzorech Lehaschib, Genus Messiah, Meshevach. Okay, we talked about that, either slavery or Avodah Zorah. Ketzad Maschim, Mesapir, Shibtechila, Hayovaseinim, Yamei Terach, Mephaneina Koifrim, Vitoim. We were a bunch of mistaken people. Heavily of a road thing, we ran after them. But Achra Avodas Alidim for idols, Messiah, and then we finish off. We get off that Bedasa Emes. Then we came to the complete true religion. Shkavanu Hamakom Lo, Shemra is close to him. V'hiv Dilanim Umas, right, separated from us from the Goyim. V'kaveinli Yichudo V'chein Maschil Amodia She'avodim Hayinu. So it's just like we talked about the spiritual lowliness to the spiritual exaltedness, so too by the physical. Avodim Hayinu the power of Mitzrayim V'chol Harash Umlanu Messiahim Benisim Beniflash Asolanu V'chiroseinu. Now look, V'hu She'yidrosh that the drosha Me'arami Ovid Avi Ad Shigmar Es Kol Parsha. So the Rambam is pointing out something interesting. Again, we make diukim, what the Rambam says, what he doesn't say, and where he says it. So what the Rambam says in talking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, starting Beginus and ending off Meshevach, he mentions Arami Ovid Avi. So the Rav had a chiddush, and it develops as an ishirim that that's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to darish these psukim. And once I'm explaining these psukim, that's a heftz of Torah Shebal Peh. Part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to connect it with using it by the Seder becomes a teaching experience. In the Lithuanian Yeshiva Shevelt, it's a shir. It's Talmud Torah, which is the greatest bonding agent between the generations. My kid likes my music, my kids don't like my music. I remember my parent-teacher conferences once. I can tell the story now. Good stories tonight. So a parent came to me and says, you know, I'm really connecting with my son. I said, I'm thinking he's going to tell me we sat down, we learned a Rashba together, we learned a Ritva together. He said, I can connect to my son. So I'm waiting to hear it. Yeah, how so? I like Bruce Springsteen. He likes Bruce Springsteen. Shkoyach, you bonded over the boss, right? You've connected, right? New Jersey. You connected to, you like the same pop artist. But that's a real deep and meaningful connection. I wish you many, many more. But the Re'emes is the Seder's that night of connection. We all have fond memories of the Siddurim, and we're giving over the memories. We realize they're not, that what we're doing at the Seder evening is creating memories for our children as well. And part of those is done through the avenue of Talmud Torah. Okay, just to see us inside, on the next page, page 3, where the arrow is. Again, this is also from Shirim Lezecha Av Yomori, the Rav's Yortzeit Shirim. Misha Rotz L'Kayim. Here I am, I'm like 4 or 5 lines up from the bottom with the arrow. Misha Rotz L'Kayim Mitzvah Zu Kehilchasa. A person who wants to do the mitzvah correctly. Tzarich Lo Rak L'Saper Ki'im Gam Lilmod Es HaParsha. Not just to tell the story, but to learn the Parsha. Alpi amidos shebehen anu mishtamshin b'Talmud Torah b'chlal. Darshan is where it's a vehicle for Talmud Torah. That's the lechatchila way of the mitzvah. Mitzvah sipur yetzias mitzrayim v'hagad levonim hi be'emes mitzvahs Talmud Torah u'mesorah. This is our mesorah. To giving it over. V'hi mechayeves havonas adavarim b'toras Talmud Torah mesoras atorah shebal peh. So it requires understanding. The Rav has a different piece where he talks about the difference between Mikra and Mishnah. Mikra is Chumash. So Mikra comes from the word Kriya. To merely recite and to read the words Kriya, that's a mitzvah. I might not understand a single word in Chumash. I don't even know what Vayadaber Hashem and Moshe Lemor is, but if I read the words, there's a Kriya, there's a mitzvah. But that's only for Torah Shebichsav, for the written Torah, Kriya. Mishnah comes from the word of Shinu, Shinantam Levanecho. Of understanding it. If a person doesn't understand Mishnah, Gemara, Torah, Shebal Peh, the Rav said there's no Mishnah, there's no mitzvah for that. Now again, it doesn't mean you tried, you worked out, you got stuck on something and it's hard, but a person just reading, flying through the Mishnayos, they have no, I don't know Havana, that's not it. You have to go slow, you have to understand it, but the Rav is pointing out that's part of the mitzvah. In the Haggadah, the Siach HaGrid, Grid stands for Goin Rev Yosef Dov, the Rav's a Hebrew name. Near, I'm reading the next source. Disover the Harambam, hach dina ditzorich lahasal b'gnus m'sayim b'shevach. Right, the Rambam we just read. Ein rak ba'miris mitachilos oibdo v'adazara hayo avaseinu. Just really talking about it. Elegam drush bedrush haparsha shel Rami Ovid Avi bezeh gufu maschil b'gnus m'sayim b'shevach. So you have to darshan that itself and explaining it. Shemaschil lomer. So the Rav here is taking Mahalach that Lavan was the Rosha. Ushnehem Yachad Heim Heim Kiim Hadin Shel Masr Brinus Misayim B'Shevach B'Sipur V'Drush HaParsha Shehu Chelik MiMitzvas Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the Yisod. That's the first part I wanted to bring out from the Rav, the element of Talmud Torah that takes place. And the Rav was a Darshan par excellence. So the second part we'll move to is, who is this Arami Ovid Avi? Machloikis Rashi and the Ibn Ezra. On top of page 4, Arami Ovid Avi, says Rashi on Chumash, Mazkir Chazdi Hamokom Arami Ovid Avi, Lavon, Lavon, Bigesh La'akar Esakol, Kishwarof Acher Yaakov. Okay. B'shvil Shechoshev Lasos, since he wanted to do it, but he didn't really do it, Choshev Hamokom Ki'ilu also, it's as if he really did it, by the idol worshippers, their bad thoughts are attributed as if they actually carried them out, even if they weren't able to. But nevertheless, it's considered like they did it. So that's Aram Yovid is Lavan. The Rav explained that the purpose of starting with this point in the Haggadah, this is from the Exalted Evening and other sources quoting the Rav, it wants to point out the difference between Lavan and Paro. Paro, when his own family started to suffer, he finally gave in. Makas Bechoras. When it was, he was a Rasha, he's a Rasha Marusha, but there was a point where he really said, Ad Kan. When my family gets affected by it, he held back. In contrast to that is Lavan. Lavan would even destroy his own children, his own grandchildren, in his attempt to uproot, his anti-Semitism was so strong. So the Rav developed that idea, and he says it's not just, we'll see, if we read inside, I'll say it over outside now, that we're not just talking these things about mere historical realities. But part of the realization, part of the Seder, is to realize what's out there. And what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has continuously saved us from such an evil in the world. We know that. We don't have to read the newspapers. We know. We know about people who are committed to our Chas V'Shalom, our destruction. And yet we say at the Seder, V'hi she'amda, she'bechol dor v'dor, omdim aleinu l'chal oseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilin miyodam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who saves us. But to understand what we're up against, it's like, I make a joke about the Jews. It's so much more beyond that. Now the other mahalach is the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says that Arami Ovid Avi is Yaakov Avinu, right? If it were to be destroyed, it wouldn't say Ovid; it would say Ma'aved. He came to destroy. Or you don't find that Lavan ever went down to Mitzrayim. So the Ibn Ezra learns pshat that what's it called? This passage is not referring to Lavan. A totally different approach that's referring to Yaakov Avinu. Actually, I was looking for it. There's an Ibn Ezra. He was actually captured for a period of time in his life. He had a very fasting life. Can't go into it too much right now. But when he was captive, he writes, they fed him a food very similar to matzah. He writes, that was the food that they fed prisoners, slaves. So a little bit of an insight, halach ma'anya, this is the bread that we ate. So the Ibn Ezra says, yeah, that's what they fed me when I was a slave. Okay, so let's see the Rav now. This is from Rav Shechter, Sefer Mipnini HaRav, page Tzadi Aleph. Arami Ovid Avi, Anu Mesaprim Odos, who can guess what the next word is? Anti-Semitism, Shemei Lavan, right? Uve Shemei Paro. Sipurim Anu Lifnei Kam Alfei Shonim, thousands of years ago. Umaze Shayach Lan Bezman Hazeh. Why are we talking about history? What happened back then? Azeh Anu Mazbirim. Shebechol dor vador omdim alein lechal oseinu. Then every generation are out to get us. Zeh sipur choizer. This story repeats itself. Hu bechol dor vador. It's not just a one-time event. It's a continuously historical reality we find ourselves in. Ve'ein inyan zeh min over harachok. It's not from the distant past. El inyan zeh shayach gamlan bezman hazeh. Applies to us now in our generations. How much more so in the year 2018? Vechol tekufa. She'ein ha'antisemitism. Boa misiba, what's that? Sociology. Or calculiot. Economical. Ad shenucha loymer shetekufa misuyemet lo tihye anti-Semit. We could say there's a cause for it. So if we could just fix that, if we could just find a utopian society, there won't be any more anti-Semitism. El halacha biyaduahu. It's a halacha. She'esav son el Yaakov. They hate us. Since we were chosen, Lios Am Hashem, Lakach, therefore, Tamitiya, anti-Semitism. That's always going to be here. And that's part of the message. Now, how do we fight that? The Rav, in his beautiful Drash, explains, look at how Yosef comes and introduces his brothers to Paro. Bereshis Memvov. Vayom Yosef el Echov. Ve'el Beis Aviv Elev Agida LeFaro. I'm going to go tell Paro for Omrei Lav Achai Uveis Avi Asher Be'eretz Kanan Bo'ilai. That my brothers, my father's household has come to me now in Mitzrayim. Va'anoshim Roitzon, and these are shepherds. Ki Anshe Miknehayu. They've always been shepherds. Vitzonim Vakaram V'chol Shelehem Heviu. And they brought all their cattle and their sheep with them. Va'kiyikra Lachem Paro. And Paro's going to ask you for Omer Ma Masechem. What do you do? What's your actions? V'amartim anshe miknehayu. You tell them that we are shepherds. Avadecha minureinu v'adato, from our youth until now. Gam anachnu gam avseinu. Both of them are always. So the Rav explains, why was it that Yosef wants his brothers to insist upon being shepherds? Well, let's just finish. Let's finish the pasuk. Ba'avur teishu be'eretz Goshen, you're going to live in Goshen. Ki tovas Mitzrayim kol ro'et son, because it was a to'ev, it was an abomination, a shepherd. They hated shepherds. So the Jews, Yosef is telling them, take a job, insist that you are the profession that everybody hates. If you have the job, if you're a shepherd and no one wants to do that, no one's going to want to be around you. No one's going to want to assimilate with you. No one's going to want to intermarry with you. This wasn't just, oh, by the way, here's a job I have in hand, why don't I be a shepherd? He insisted upon that. The Mitzrayim, in contrast, explains the Rav, were farmers. And he explains the difference between farming and being a shepherd. The idea was to keep themselves distant. And we know throughout history, like there was a major machlokis amongst the tzaddikim, amongst the rabbanim, should we support Napoleon or should we oppose Napoleon? Why? Eternity, right? Equality, fraternity, right? Brotherhood, liberty. And the walls of the ghetto came crashing down. And when the walls of the ghetto came crashing down, intermarriage, Lahavdil, the other end, was the Russian Tsar. The walls of the ghetto were up in full force. And there were persecutions. And there were terrible pogroms that happened. Yet there wasn't assimilation. Who are you going to marry? The person's out to kill you? So there's a divide. What's better for the Jews? The fact that we've been isolated, explains the Rav, was our ability to remain alive. The Rav, and we can quote from his brother, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, he said, what's our relationship with the non-Jews? Friendly, but not friends. It's a beautiful path. We're cordial, we're pleasant, we're friendly, but that's where it ends. So the Rav says this. I'll show you in the next... I'm looking up the line. Okay, let me try to get a few more points in. Well, if you feel the contrasts between, let me read it with you. Let's read it on the top of page 5. It's a beautiful piece. I feel bad we're not going to have time to do everything, but I want to get this in. V'nir loma, depara rotsu lehavir es Yaakov avonav al datam. Paro wanted to get the Yaakov and his sons to shmad themselves, to give up their religion. She is arvu ba'uma ha-mitzris, to intermingle, tarovis, a mixture with the mitzrim. V'yu chelek mimeno v'yizbol, they'll become a part of him, and they will become bolos, like to be mixed up. Umishum kach rotsu paro shiakov avonav ya'azu es mechiosom kiroi tzon. He wanted them to forsake their job of being shepherds. V'yu oivde adoma kishar mitzrim. Work the land like the rest of the Egyptians do. De'im yu roi tzon yisharu b'nei Yaakov levadom v'lo yisarvu im ha-mitzrim. Because if they were going to remain shepherds, they would not become mixed in with the Egyptians. Ki tovas mitzrim kol roi tzon. That was the pasuk. It was an abomination. U'memele lo ya'azu es datom. They're not going to give up their religion. They're going to remain in the shtetl. Ach, im yisasku b'avoides adoma yuchul ha-mitzrim la'aviram al datom b'meshech hazman. If we can get them to have the same jobs as us, then we'll be able to get them to drop the religion eventually. As kol ze heivin Yosef. Yosef understood all this. Lachain omel hem Yosef la'achiv sheyomu leparo anshe mikna hayo avadecha min hurein v'ad ato gam anachnu gam avaseinu. Klomer, what's this really meaning? Ze mechayis mishpaseinu, mishpachtein. This is how mishpacha has lived. Kevar miyomim yamima, for many, many years. Uvetam ze bonu l'mitzrayim. This is why we came down here. Kedei lahamshich, to continue. A hemshich of our mesor, of what we do. Lios roe tzon, because we're here to be shepherds. Veze yoser choshuv be'inenu, mimechiyaz mishpachtein. That was more important than getting food for their family. This idea about doing it. And the Rav has many, many, we can't do all of them, but by Avram Avinu, Ger Vatoshav, how I'm in the society, yet I'm still a stranger. I'm both a Toshav, a resident, yet I'm still a Ger. To balance those two things. That was the Rav's philosophy in a world view as to how we're supposed to be in the world. Yeshiva University. It's a yeshiva and it's a university. The idea of being the Am HaNivchar, yet nevertheless producing. The Rav, I heard this from Reshechta many, many times, that the Rav used to quote the Mahu Af Ato, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chana Barachum, so too we have to be Chana Barachum. Just how Hashem does mitzvos, Bikur Cholim, Menachem Avelim, so we also have to do these mitzvos. But the Rav said that Mahu, just like Hashem, is Borei Olamos. Just like Hashem creates worlds, Af Ata, so too we have to be Borei Olamos. We have to be creative. And a person has certain talents, literary, athletic, musical, science, law, whatever person's kelim are, whatever they have, you have to be productive and creative in that realm, and that's the highest level of Avodas Hashem. We're imitating Hashem by doing, just like He creates worlds through His talents, so we have to use our talents to be creative as well.
Okay.
There's more in here. There's a Vilna Gaon I'd like to share with you. Let me go to the third part now. That the Rav used this as a springboard for his machshava as well. Again, so we covered a little bit of halacha. We covered a little bit of the drosh. Now we'll get into the machshava. And the famous piece, which we quoted in one of our Yom HaAtzma'ut Shirim, was the Rav's essay, Kol Dodi Dofek, which I believe was in the late 1950s. I believe it was in 57. I could check again with the actual year that it was published, Kol Dodi Dofek, where the Rav talks about six different knocks. Wake-up calls, because again, the metaphor from Shir Shirim is that the beloved, they can't get their act together, Kol Dodi, my beloved is knocking, but I don't come to the door, I have my pajamas on, I had done to it today, by the time I come to the door, he's gone. It means that divine hand is knocking on this. And part of the religious Zionist outlook of the Rav was to believe in he left, he broke this family tradition, he left the Aguna, went to Mizrahi to support religious Zionism, and he felt that there was a importance to it. He didn't say Hala with a bracha on Yom HaAtzma'ut, but he did feel there was a religious significance to Eretz Yisrael. Let me show you from Hare Kedem. There's two parts to it. Actually, I heard from one of the Rav's Talmidim, Rav Azaria Berzon, Shlita. It was Mivaseret. Oh, wait, Mivaseret, yeah. So he's not the Rosh Hashiva anymore, right? When I was there, he was the Rosh Hashiva. So on Friday night, he was also Talmud of the Rav. Again, I'm a Klish Sheni, so I heard Torahs from his direct Talmidim. But he felt that the Rav's essay, Kol Dodi Dofek, was, I asked him, he said he felt it was the greatest piece of religious Zionism ever authored. I said, more than Rav Kook? He said, yes, I feel it's more bigger than Rav Kook. So, what? Let me read you from Hari Kedem. V'mahalech adavarim nireh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu rots li tenas haTorah leKlal Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give us the Torah. VaTorah me'ida b'sefer devarim. Again, these are the psukim that I skipped, but it talks about the bris that Hashem made with us at Har Sinai. V'goy gadol asher lochukim u'mishpatim tzadikim kechol haTorah hazoyis asher anochi noisim lifneichem hayom. Who? What other nation has statutes and mitzvahs like I've given you? Ulefam chas v'shalom yichol lehis nag lizganev etzel hamishehu mi Yisrael. Miss Shava. Person says, Ulai gam etzel chachmi ha-goyim yeshchukim mishpatim tzadikim. Maybe the goyim also have good, righteous laws. Yesh tarbut. You know what tarbut means? Culture. There's a culture out there. Yesh nimusim. They have good ideas, good values. L'chein tzedoka osa kodesh baruch shehiglo es Yisrael etzel ha-goyim hachim isonim. So Hashem did a tzedoka for us by exposing us to another nation, meaning the Mitzrim. Absarim, Mahai Tarbus HaGoyim. We'll see what exactly is the Tarbus HaGoyim. What is the Goyish culture? Uvakur HaBarzel HaZeh, and this iron furnace shall Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael Lomad Albasar shall Mahi Tarbus HaGoyim. We learn firsthand in the iron furnace what the Goyish culture is. Eich Lokhim Yilodim Mechik Emosim. How they took children from their mother's grasp, and they put them into the bricks itself to use to build the pyramids. We see how they interacted with us. So we are shown firsthand what their culture is, so we can understand there's a difference between us and them. And I'm not going to have time to read the whole Kol Dodi Doifek, but I'm just going to read the things. The Rav has is what's called the let me show you the last line. I'll try to read it with the inside because the Hebrew is so beautiful. In the Kol Dodi Dofek Perek Vav, two lines from the bottom at the sentence says Hayachid Kosher so of Osos Hagoral Begam Bechevel Hayud. There's the Goral, which is our destiny. Goral is our fate. He translates, and the Chevel Hayud is the destiny. So he explains like this. Hashem makes two different covenants with the Klal Yisrael. Two different brisos were with us. There's the one at Har Sinai and there was the one at Mitzrayim. So it's on the last page, second last page. The Rav explains what these are, what the two different things are. So when we talk about the bris of the Goral, we all have the same fate. So we have the same experiences, trials and tribulations. There's no difference between where you are on the economic ladder. Another commonality is the suffering, that we have a community that we together with us in the both in the high ends and on the low ends of life, and the obligations that we share together as well. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh talks about the idea that they don't make a chilek between one Jew. By the way, I've seen this myself. You know, I was watching an interview with Rabbi Meir Schiller, right? Is he still an MTA? Yeah. So he's interviewing. He's a very bright person. And underneath, like the YouTube comment says, all Jews are smart. They're interviewing one person. Rabbi Meir Schiller happens to be a very bright man. But the comment is, all Jews are smart. When you walk down the street, you have one of these things on your head. You represent every single Jew from Avram Avinu until Mashiach. There's only thing is one Jew. They don't isolate it that. We discussed this many times. That's why it's called Atem Krim Adam. We're the only ones called Adam because there's no plural for the word Adam. By other ways of saying a person, a gever, right, it's plural. Enosh, there's a plural. But there's no plural for Adam. We're the only ones where there's no plural Jews. There's only one Jew, and everything we do represents everybody. And Rob was discussing that as well. Now, there's the idea of destiny as well, that we have the idea of being a goy kadosh. I apologize, we didn't have enough time to get to everything. You can feel free to go through those sources that we had to skip. But the Rav felt that American Jewry made a serious mistake during World War II by not doing enough, because he writes that we didn't feel a sense of shared fate. And now that there's Medinat Yisrael, the Rav felt we couldn't afford to make that mistake again, and that sense of collective. And unfortunately, when we hear about terrible things that are happening, even right now in Eretz Yisrael, that we feel a sense of connection to them. So many of you are just coming back from Eretz Yisrael, many have children in Eretz Yisrael. But if we're not zoiche to be in Eretz Yisrael, we have to feel connected to them, that their struggles are our struggles. And as Rav Shechter has pointed out, that the war in Eretz Yisrael is fought on many different levels. Al Pi Din, since 1948, we're in a continuous state of war. There's a military battle, of course. There's also a economic battle. We need to try to buy Israeli goods as much as we can. We need to try to visit Eretz Yisrael and support the economy as much as we can. In the social media, that's also part of the battle that's being fought, as to how many people are... When you're on these social things and these, blogs, you're not arguing against the idiot in front of you. When you're responding to these fools, you're not responding to that idiot. You're responding to the 500 people who are still undecided, who are going to make the decision based upon how eloquently you can present your argument for the right to Eretz Yisrael, and how well you can articulate them when they ask you, they say Eretz Yisrael is an apartheid state, and you ask them, just please define for me the word apartheid, and you realize that we're not an apartheid state. But that's also part of the battle effort. We have soldiers. We also can be our own soldiers. We can also help fight, clean. That's what the Rav was talking about, having a shared destiny. So I want to thank everybody for coming. Double schar for the lots of hot chocolate and coffee left over. But to come out a night like this to learn Torah in preparation for this, and to have an understanding and appreciation of the Rav in commemoration of his upcoming 25th Yortzeit. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming.